Here's Morty.
Here's Ted. I'm at Olive. Welcome, Dalit, all the way towards the bottom. 1983.
Beautiful. Welcome, Dalit. Now we're going to be learning. It says in the introduction, I have my, by the way, I have my Hebrew one. Because I'm done with the English. I can't take it.
Too many words.
This is actually much easier to read. It says here at the Hakdama that the Mishnayos from here until the end of the Perek have nothing to do with Bikurim. It's just a style of a Mishnah that puts them in this Masechta. So the first Mishnah is Esrog Shavah Le'ilan. So the Esrog tree is like a regular tree, meaning that normally by trees we go basa chanata, go basa. Now what chanata is much like as we show you. We can learn, it means when the flower falls off, that point is called chanata. The Rambam learns it's 1/3. Okay. So it's like an
what?
1/3. Stewie, hi, how are you? So the Esrog Shavah Le'ilan, we're on Yud Tes Siman Aleph at Halacha Dalet. The Esrog is like the Ilan in three ways. You go basa chanata liyarek, and it's like a vegetable. That you go basa lakita, that means when you pick it. But there are chachad in one way. Shavah Le'ilan is like the tree that you go basa chanata beinyan ba'arla or bavai ubishvias. That is to say, the Yigo Baschanota for Arla. So what it means like this. So let's give an example. Let's start it off. Well, he has it over here. You have a tree that's planted 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, the tree is planted, and then Rosh Hashanah comes. That's the end of year one. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, till the next Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is year two, till the next Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is year three, so far we haven't talked about Tu B'Shvat. Till the next Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right? Now, we're beginning the fourth year after the third year, right?
Right.
So that third year doesn't end until Tu B'Shvat.
Right.
So the entire Rosh Chodesh Tishrei till Tu B'Shvat still has a lacha like Arla. So if you have a tree that has chanata during that period of time, right? Regardless, as long as you're within that 3-year period that we were just discussing, any time in there has a lacha like Arla. Those peiros, which will come as a result of that growth, we'll have a halacha like Arla. Okay? Now, when it comes to, what's the second halacha? Revoi. So Revoi will be the same thing. So if you'll have from Tu B'Shvat, you'll have a chanata from that Tu B'Shvat on till the next Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat, that will be the fourth year. And anything that grows as a result of that chanata will be chayav, and that Revoi you have to take to Yerushalayim. Okay? Then Shvias.
Revoi always from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat?
In this example that I'm talking about. Well, I'm not going to say every case.
When you use the cheater for the first year, then
If it's earlier, then it's different.
Okay.
But and for Shvias, for Shmita year, it's the same thing. So here you have, it's a very interesting halacha. So you have a tree that buds during the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, or according to the Rambam, grew a third, then most of its growth is in the Shemitah year, right? And then you pick it during the Shemitah year. Those pears have no Kedusha Shemitah whatsoever. You can sell them, you can eat them, you can guard them, no halacha of Shemitah whatsoever, okay? But if they budded in the seventh year, so even if it's at the end of the seventh year, if there was a Chanata during the seventh year, and it grew mostly in the eighth year, it has halacha of Shemitah. Because you go basa chanata legave shvias. Question?
What is halacha mashmi? What exactly is this?
This is the way all Ilanos are. The question that I saw them dealing with is why is there an exception when it comes
by
to by why is there an exception for Maestris, for Yarif?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. So we haven't said it yet. So and then.
But what's the svara? I mean, this Mishnah is mentioned several times in Shas.
Mm-hmm.
What's the svara behind Esrog? What's so unique about it?
We're going to say in just a second. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's actually not unique. It's mostly like Elon, like we're saying. It's only unique Lagavi the din of Miser. And that's the next statement on Yitessimah base. Well, Yerek, and it's the Esrog tree is like a Yerek. Shavishas likitasai isurai. That by vegetables, right? So here you have two halachas you have to have in mind when we say
you have
two halachas. One halacha is the year of the Shemitah cycle, whether it's Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, as you all know. So if you collect it in the third year, if you pick it in the third year, even though it had Chanata in the second year, you won't do Maaser Sheni, you'll do Maaser Ani, because it was picked during the third year. So it's like Yerek in that regard. And also, it's Menegeya, also Menegeya, the halacha of what, of 1 year, you can't do 1 year on the next year. So the
why
third,
is it like Yerek, though? Why should it be like Yerek?
Why should it be like Yerek? Why do they compare Esrog to Yerek?
It's a fruit, right?
Right. Yeah, so that's a good question. So now,
is it because you have to water it?
It has to do with the watering. That's correct. What they say, the Mepharshim bring down from this is a Gemara apparently in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Beis and Beis Yud Gimel and Aleph. They learn that by Tzvuah we go Asar Havas Shlish, and it says there's a pasuk for Aspucha Migarncha Umi Yikvecha Koha Asar Shalcha. Yeah, to my Garin v'Yekev. All that you collect should be like Garin and Yekev, meaning Dog and Yain and Shemet. Just like Garin and Yekev in Mashkin Oysam Elo Him Gedalim Arayv Mayim, which means that they are satisfied with rainwater. Okay.
But that's rainwater.
Hold on a second.
It regrows the following year. That makes it an Ela.
Hold on a second. You're talking about a general rule. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. So the Gemara is learning that just like what that the Garin Yekev is Rav Mayim makes Shomim, and that it's a Shlish. So too, what does it say over here? That's by Zaysim and Anotham and Tvor, yeah. So that means even though they're collected in this year, but the pairs of other Elanos are Gedalim Arayv Mayim, that means that most trees rely only on rainwater. So in that sense, you go Basar the time that they were maybe Shlish, let's say, like the Rambam, let's say. So what he says here is Misha Shachaintem Peres Ha'ilon. From the time that there's Chanota by trees, there's enough sap already in the tree to satisfy the full growth of the Peres of that tree. So therefore it's like we compare a tree normally to Garn Chomi Kvecha. So, and therefore you go Basar the time that it's made is grew a Shlish. But if it's Yerukas Shegedalim Al Kol Mayim, which means he says that you need to water them, then it goes Basar Lakita. So Leal says Esrog Afal Pishu Hu Ilon Mikima Shedar Hashka Asay Doimel Lishon Yerukas Lefichak Mikvashon Asay Lefim Lakitasi Kiyak. So that's basically what he says. The esrog has this unique quality that it is watered. It's not like other trees. That's what he says at the bottom. More than that, I don't really know what to tell you. Now, The other thing about it is he mentions this as a svara. He says that according to all Rishonim except the Rambam, Meiser of trees is a din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. The Rambam is the one lone shita that holds Meiser Paris is d'oraisa. But so according to that,
everybody else is just
one it's a d'ra, right. Right. So they say.
Do we have the Hebrew English?
So there, what? No, I can't tell you. I'm sorry.
Do we have it?
I don't know.
Number two,
if you want to read more about it. So as far as all and Ravai and Shvias, so therefore, so he says like this: when it comes to all or Ravai and Shvias, so that's a din d'oraisa. So when it comes to a din d'oraisa, we're going to say that the Ezra is shavla all ilan, because really be'etzem it's an ilan. But since this is a drabanan, so therefore they compared it to Yerukas. Basically, that's all it says in the bottom over here. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. No, I didn't say that. Yeah, I don't know about Truma. Truma, I think, is the Raisa. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Shavali Elon, Lechol Davar, that it's like that the Esrig is across the board like a tree. Which makes sense, right? Why bother being Mechalik? Now the Gemara asks Akasha. Imli Elon, Lomali Yerek. So what he says here, the pshat's like this. The Gemara is asking a logical question that it's not making any sense. Let's take an Elon that's in the sixth year, has Hanata. So when it comes to the Din of Shvias, you're going to go Basar Hanata, which means what? That it is Chai. If you pick it on the seventh year, it doesn't have a halacha like Shemitah.
Right.
When it comes Legabe the Din of Yerukas, you go Basar Lakita. Which means that since I collect it during the Shemitah year, it's potter from Maestras, right? Because it's Hefker. So how can you, so it's a Tati to Sasri. On the one hand, you're telling me it doesn't have a halacha like Shemitah. And on the other hand, you're telling me it does have a halacha like Shemitah. Which is it? That's the Gemara's kash. Imli Elon, Lama Li Yerek.
It's almost like, why did you bother? Not like, why did you make this?
This works for 1 through 6, but once you start going 6 to 7, you end up contradicting yourself, because you start saying that you're chayev you're not chayev in Shemitah. On the other hand, you're pottering yourself from the Maestros, because it is like Shemitah. So which is it? So, and the Gemara says, Lahepach, and the other way, he's also Shver. In Rilerik Lamalilan, which is just the reverse of saying the same thing. I mean, I don't think there's a difference. So the Gemara answers, Taman Amrit. So the Gemara answers the following Lumdisher, so like a Lumdis over here. In Bovel, they said the following, Nichnas mi shishas l'shvias harehu l'ba'olin kedin ha'ilan. So what it means is like this, that as far as shvias is concerned, you're going to go basa chanota let me just speak this out first, the svara. We assume that the basis of our question was that because the fact that it is giving it a halacha like Yerek, when you pick it during the Shemitah year, means that you're being soiser your din of Shemitah. Because you said that the Shemitah goes basa the sixth year. But on the other hand, you're saying that it's Hefker, and it's pater from Maestros, because you go basa Lakita when it comes to the Shemitah year. So what's the pshat in that? So what the Gemara is now going to suggest is that there's the din of being pater from Maestros during the Shemitah year is not because it's Hefker. It's a din be'etzem that things that grow during the Shemitah year are potter from Maestros. Forget, don't look at, you're being, nothing to do whether it's no, I'm trying to focus on the Hefker aspect. It's because we're saying as far as Shemitah is concerned, we go also Chanota. The Chanota took place in the sixth year. It's not Hefker. It's mine. It's lebolam, like the Gemara says. It's owned by me. But I'm still going to be potter from Meiser if I pick it in the Shemitah year, because things that grow during the Shemitah year are potter from Meiser. So his language here is Shekach Huadin, Sheperish Hochem by Machel Lakita, Shenokadu Shvias Ptormi Meiser, Buloy Kesher Ladin Hefker, without having any connection to the Din of Hefker. And then he mentions over here that there's a basic shaila here. Are Paris, Potter from Meisers, only because they're Hefker, or is it because there's an Etzem Din that the Paris Shvias are Potter from Meiser? He says this is Machlaikas Beis Yosef and Mabit. I don't know what the Shitas are. I didn't look into it. But, you know, this, I know that Beis Yosef and Mabit have a big famous Machlaikas about Shemitah, but this is the question. Is it Be'etzem Potter, or is it because it's Hefker? So that's what the Gemara says over here. So basically, now the Gemara is going to turn around and ask a question. That only works if you're going from the sixth year into the seventh year. Because what we're saying is the sixth year, it has a lock like Shemitah, that there's no Din Shemitah. And on the seventh year, it has a halacha like what? You go baser lakita legavi maisris, and it's potter from maiser. And we're saying that works. Why? Because something that's picked during the Shemitah year is potter from maiser, period. Even though there's no din of Kedusha Shemitah, Shriyas on it. Okay? Now he says, I'm a loin Rav Hamnuna, I'm a de basra, Nicholas Mishriyas Lashminis, Hareyu Hefker, a Keilon, Hayeva Maisris, Yerek, he says like this. Let's move it up a year. So we're having the Chanota during when?
Shemitah.
Which means when it came to Shemitah, we go Basar Chanota, right? Which means it has halacha like it's Hefker, right? Hefker. Now when it comes to Maestris, we pick it in the eighth year. So we go Basar Lakita. If you go Basar Lakita, it's Chayiv and Maestris. He says, how's that possible? It's Hefker.
Right.
It's Hefker. You declared that it was Hefker. You can't, so here you're stuck. You can't tell me you're Chayiv and Maestris because Be'etzin, there's a din that you're Chayiv and Maestris during the first year of the Shemitah cycle. There's no such thing. Any time during any year of the Shemitah cycle that Paris a Hefker, it's Potter from Maestris. So your Lomdus, your Teres doesn't work over here. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. If I'm not saying, Nitznas Meshmias Lashminas, if it was had Chanota during the seventh year, and then it went into the first year of the next cycle, Harehu Hefker, because that's the din of Elon, which would go Basel Chanota. And it's Chayiv HaMaisris, like Yara, because you go Basel Lakita. Hefker Chayiv HaMaisris? That's not possible. So my answers. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. So Rabbi Yechonon has this clever answer here. And he says, I'm just going to tell you outside first what he says. Why read it inside. Rav Yechonon is going to say that these rules that we set up here in the Mishnah only work for years 1 through 6. So if it was Hanotah in 1 and Lakita in 2, you have the rule of the Mishnah. Same thing, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. But when you get from 6 to 7, then forget about it. Then, because you can't have this Tati Disastri, we go Basar. We make it like an Elon for everything. So you only go Basar Chanota for Shvias. You only go Basar Chanota for Maestris. Okay? So in other words,
you're going to be
Chayiv and Maestr Oni, and it's not going to be Hefker. It's not going to be Hefker. Right. And who
are... Does that mean that Vidui Maestr in years 4... 7 by Pesach includes this as well.
What was that?
The Vidui Meiser.
Vidui Meiser, yeah, what about that?
That would include this, that you're treating that subject, the Elon is subject to the Meisers as well. This says, I mean, the Esrit, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
100%, because you're Chayiv and Meisers. So therefore the beer in the seventh year is going to have to include that as well. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's look at it inside. The other years of the Shemitah cycle, the 1 through 6, then you're going to attack a bus and go bus a lakita as far as vegetables are concerned. Ubishvias, when it comes to the 7th year, at mahalach by ki'ilon, then you're going to treat it.
What about other vegetables during those other years? Regular vegetables wouldn't change.
Right. Vegetables always have halacha, even masalakita.
Why are we changing
the
Esther? Just because it's irrigated? I mean,
you want to know why they bothered?
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
I can't tell you what was
behind it. Well, that's actually Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, and it's brought down in the footnote here. There's a discussion about whether other citrus, which has the same characteristics of needing water, is this word esrog here in this Mishnah davka, or does it apply across the board for anything that's like an esrog? And that's about a lemon.
Which? Lemon?
A lemon tree has the same exact characteristic that it needs water. So,
I don't know whether it's orange tree.
I know he mentions lemons specifically. It could be oranges as well. I don't remember whether he mentions tapuzim. Shkoliyo, tapuzim, kaelu. Okay. Now, so, anyway, so. Now, the Gemara says, Hechavida, what will be the din? Now, we're going to go through the dinim of some cases, some examples now, using what we just said. Okay, mechamishis l'shishis, shishis, so meaning that you're going to be chayav on Maaser Ani. We're discussing which year of Maaser are we using. So if you have Chanata in the 5th year and Lakita in the 6th year, then it's going to have a look like Maaser Ani. And the second case, mishishis l'shvias, now Chanata in Shishi and Lakita in Shemitah, then shishis. Then you give it a halacha like the 6th year, and it's going to be chayav vayter in Maaser Ani. You're going to have 2 years in a row of Maaser Ani according to this, right?
For the esrog tree.
The esrog tree will be chayav in the 6th year in Maaser Ani, and if it had a lakita, if it had a chanot and shishis and a lakita in, I mean, that's not really true. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, that's right. So the Chanata in the 5th year, and the Lakita in the 6th year, or a Chanata in the 6th year, and a Lakita in the 7th year, that's going to be all Maaser Ani, because we go buster the Chanata for those things that grew in Shemitah. Now, what about the next case?
You mean only trees?
I mean the Esrog tree, yeah. Other trees are not Shava. Let me think about this for a second. Other trees, you go basa chanota for everything. So in the 5th year that gets picked in the 6th year, other trees are maaser sheni, you go basa chanota. So you go 5th year. The esrog is unique because you're going to go basa lakita, legave the maaseres. So that's why you have the maaser oni in the 6th year. Okay. So I did. Shishas, shishas, shishas. Okay, next case. Hamishas, lishishas. Now we're on davchof. If you go from the 5th year to what? The 6th year. Ulashvias and to the 7th year. So you here you have an esrog which is Dugarmi Shana Lashana, right? So it budded. It had the Chanota in the 5th year. And it grew in the 6th year. And it grew more in the 7th year. And you collected it in the 7th year. What would be the din then? Then Likdon Beshishas. Shishas, Likdom Bishvias, Hamishas. So if you picked it in the 6th year, then it has halacha like Maaser Ani because you go basa lakita. If you collected it in the 7th year, then remember, we go back like a regular Elon, right. And therefore we'll be chayav Maaser Sheni. So this is a very interesting thing, how you could be chayav Maaser Ani in the 6th year, but if you pick it in the 7th year, you'd be chayav like the previous year in Maaser Sheni. Okay? Then you have the last case. Nichnas Meshishas L'Shvias L'Shminas, right? So it budded during the 6th year, and it grew 7th and 8th. Likta b'shminas, if you collected, it in the eighth year, then shminas, then there's no reason not to go bust l'kita because there's nothing strange. There's no steerus. It grew.
It's not shminas though.
That's the point. You're right. It's the first year of the next cycle. So you're going to go bust in that year. You're going to go give Maaser Sheni. You're going to give Maaser Sheni. Exactly right. Now, finally, the Gemara has a final, ends it off with this final daya, which is, Rav Aseinu Chazu and Nimnu, they disagreed with everybody. Esrog, B'shaslik Yitosai, it's Hein L'Maaser, Hein L'Shvi'as. You're going to always go bust L'Kita. This is the opposite. We're completely making it no like a vegetable. We treat an esrog, I mean everything. So we have three shitas. We have one shita extreme, right?
That
it's always like a tree, which is, what was his name? Rebbe Lezer says it's always like a tree. We have the Rabbi Seino Shevadarim, is that what it says?
Just
Rabbi Seino. Rabbi Seino who holds it's always like a yerek. And then we have the split of the Tanakama, which is sometimes, we got three halachas. What are the three halachas? Tell me the three halachas.
Orla,
Maaser Sheni, and Shvi'as.
Gobasar
Chanata.
The tree.
Gobasar Chanata, and Legabe the Din of Maaseris. You go like a vegetable. Legabe. What?
Maaseris and Shvi'as. You go Batar.
What? What did you say?
Maaser and Shvi'as.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? No. I'm not talking about Tanakama. Yeah, okay. Very good. All tough.